William, you found basically a quiz, right?
I did. The Tampa Bay Times put out this this little guess who said it. Mike Bloomberg, who has surged in the past few weeks for the Democrats, because he's buying the election.
Yes.
He's given everybody a bunch of money, and they're getting behind him. He's never been in a debate before. This is his first debate tonight. He's getting roasted on Twitter right now for his debate performance.
It's exciting.
I've heard him called Trump without jokes. That's and he's just, I don't know. But he said some pretty crazy stuff in the past few years, and it's very comparable to things that you might hear Trump say.
Right.
So they accumulated 10 quotes. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to read these quotes, and Anna and Johnny, you're going to guess whether this is Donald Trump or the new front runner for the Democrats, Mike Bloomberg.
Okay.
Dude, you know, he really does remind me of Trump, because remember when... he's rich. When Trump announced that he was running for president, everybody thought it was a joke. They're like, this rich guy is going to try to buy his nomination. He has no shot at winning. And it's like Bloomberg's kind of popping up the same exact way. And people are like bringing up all these old quotes that he said and when he was mayor of New York and all this stuff.
Right.
Like, what was the frisk and...
the stop and frisk.
Stop and frisk thing. He, you know, now he's going back and apologizing for his stance on that. There's just a lot of similarities to me. So, and there I know staunch like Trump supporters are... so pissed that I'm saying that right now because they don't want to have Trump like compared to a Democrat. But sorry, to me, there is a lot of parallel there. So when Will found this from the Tampa Bay Times, I was like, let's do it live on air. This will be fun.
So the first quote is from 2019. So I'm going to read this quote. And again, you're going to tell me whether this was Donald Trump, our current president, or Mike Bloomberg, former mayor of New York.
All right. What we'll do is instead of jumping all over each other like we normally do, Anna.
Okay.
We'll both just say who we think it is, and then he'll tell us.
Okay.
Yes, that's
easier. So it's not who's first to the...
because then we might actually have a reason why we think it's that person.
Got it.
So we can discuss it a little
bit. I got you. All
right. Yeah.
Okay, very good. First quote is, if your conversation during a presidential election is about some guy wearing a dress and whether he, she, or it can go into a locker room with their daughter, that's not a winning formula for most people. Is that Donald Trump or Michael Bloomberg?
That is Michael Bloomberg.
I would agree that it's Michael Bloomberg. It sounds to me like he is doo-dooing on the Republican stance on such a progressive issue.
I think he's actually trying to direct the Democrats onto issues that will actually win them the election, will galvanize more voters. And
okay.
I know this. Because I read an article this morning with that exact quote. And I posted it on the Johnny B. Show Facebook page. And nobody read it. So I'm really glad that I got this one correct.
I'm sorry. Unlike your cushy day job, I actually worked really hard for 8 straight hours today. Honestly. Therefore, I didn't have time to read it.
Well, you're both right. You're both right. That was Michael Bloomberg in 2019.
Yes. Yeah.
Statement 2 is from 2013. And it says, quoted, 26,000 unreported sexual assaults in the military and only 238 convictions. What did these geniuses expect when they put men and women together? Was that Donald Trump or Michael Bloomberg?
That sounds like Donald Trump to me, only because he threw in geniuses.
Yes.
And I've heard him say that before. So I'm going to go with that there.
Okay.
I, too, will go with Trump.
That was Donald Trump.
Yeah,
that is correct.
Yeah.
We are like...
We know his style.
We're crushing it.
Yeah.
All right. Number 3, quote 3, is from 2012, and it says, the concept of global warming was created by and for the Chinese in order to make U.S. manufacturing non-competitive.
That's Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah. That's absolutely Donald. Bloomberg wasn't even in politics in 2012. I'm just kidding. He probably was.
He was.
Yeah.
When was he mayor?
That was when he was. I think that's when he became.
Around then?
Yeah.
I guess I could look that
That
up.
Does obviously sound like Donald Trump talking smack about, you know, industry in China. So, yes, Donald Trump.
Yes, correct. You're both correct. That was Donald Trump. Statement 4.
Sorry, he was the mayor of New York City from 2002 to 2013.
Yep. Boom.
That was a long time.
He's 78 years old.
You know what? As a fat American, the biggest thing I can remember is him outlawing large sodas in New York City because he thought it would help with the epidemic crisis with children. No, those fat little assholes are going to drink 3 medium sodas.
Facts.
Jesus.
Statement four from 1990. This one quoted, if women wanted to be appreciated for their brains, they go to the library instead of Bloomingdale's.
I'm going to say that's Donald Trump.
It does sound like Donald Trump.
You both going Donald Trump?
Yeah.
No.
What?
Michael Bloomberg.
Wait, say it again.
I see what Will did here. He read it very aggressively.
Say it again.
I like that.
If women wanted to be appreciated for their brains, they'd go to the library instead of Bloomingdale's.
That's a great quote.
What was this?
Really
1999?
Funny stuff.
1999? Like,
I don't know.
Who's going 1990.
To the library? Oh, 19. Okay, that makes sense. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. We got statement five, 1994. Quoted, I think that putting a wife to work is a very dangerous thing. I don't want to sound too much like a chauvinist, but when I come home and dinner's not ready, I'll go through the roof, okay?
I'm going to say Bloom Dog.
Man, I'm saying I'm voting for whoever said that. I like that. I like his style. Hey, if she's out there working, who's doing the dishes in this bitch? Yep.
You are, actually.
Yeah, I know. I do them all the time.
I know.
I'm going to go with Trump.
All right, split decision.
Johnny, you're right. That was Donald Trump in 1994.
Oh, yeah, girl.
All right, we got a statement that suggests minorities should be specifically targeted for violent crime. This was in 2015. 95% of your murderers, and murder victims fit one MO. You can just take the description, Xerox it, and pass it out to all the cops. Is that Donald Trump or Michael Bloomberg?
Well, I mean, it sounds like the frisk thing. I mean,
I'm gonna say Bloomberg.
I'm gonna say Bloom Dog on this one too. Although I have a funny feeling we're both wrong.
Nope, Mike Bloomberg.
Yeah,
hey.
Very good.
Yeah, that's a toughie right there for him when it comes to getting the black vote. His competitors aren't going to let that one go.
Mm-hmm.
That's gonna be on a lot of billboards in black neighborhoods
for sure. Number seven is from 2013. And it says, if there's anybody who's changed this city, it is Donald Trump. Was that Mike Bloomberg or Donald Trump?
Ooh, interesting.
While I'm thinking about it, you're really awesome at this, Will.
Thank you very much.
I love how you're doing this. It's making me very happy.
Can you say the date and everything again?
Yeah, do it again. That's great.
2013, and the quote is, if there is anybody who's changed this city, it is Donald Trump.
That's
Donald Trump. He likes to speak in the second Trump.
But this is 2013.
Yeah.
I'm going to say
Bloomberg was out of office.
Well, he was till 2013.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Donald Trump as well.
No, Mike Bloomberg said that in 2013.
Wow.
Weird,
damn,
right?
Damn, I know.
All right, statement eight, quoted, you dig a hole, you put seed in, you put dirt on top, you add water, and up comes the corn. You could learn that. You have to have a different skill set. You have to have a lot more gray matter. And he was talking about if you're going into the information industry.
I thought he was doing like a euphemism on like sex education. Like read it again, but think about like a dad trying to tell his kid about sex.
Yes.
I'm gonna say Bloomberg because I think I remember hearing something about him saying something sexist about gray matter. Not sexist, but something about gray matter.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly,
okay.
I can't imagine Trump saying gray matter.
Mm-hmm.
So it's Bloomberg.
So you're both saying Bloomberg.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's correct.
Oh,
that was
nice.
Michael Bloomberg. Johnny's ahead right now, 6-5.
Damn it.
We got two more left. This is from 2015. And it's quoted as saying, she gets out and she starts kissing me all sorts of, asking me all sorts of ridiculous questions. You can see there was blood coming out of her eyes, blood coming out of her wherever. In my opinion, she was off base.
Trump.
Trump.
To Megyn Kelly.
Yes, that was Donald Trump, yes.
I remember that
about
one.
Megyn
yeah,
Kelly.
That was good
yeah.
stuff.
Blood. Hilarious. Blood come out of places.
Whatever.
Yeah, when he Whatever. I remember when he said that, I was like, what? And
all right, this is the final one, number 10. This is from 1990. And it says, they will do everything, including give you womp, womp. I guess that puts a lot of you girls out of business. Who said that?
I say Trumpy Trump.
Only because if I guess the same thing as Anna, I cannot lose. Trump.
Nope. Mike Bloomberg said that.
Wow.
What a freak.
What?
Yeah.
It was the 90s, man.
90s were a crazy time.
What was the censored word?
Mouth stuff.
Yeah. Dude, Bloom Dog, man. I think people, look, here's a problem. Are Democrats willing to get behind somebody as polarizing as Trump when it comes to...
To beat Trump?
The controversial stuff that he said in the past. Are they willing to go against their own core beliefs that they have developed during the Trump administration?
I would say at this point, yes.
You know what I'm saying?
I think they are so galvanized to get him out of office that even if they have to spite themselves and their own values, they will do it just to get or attempt to get Trump out of office.
They have sold their soul, because here's the deal. You got a bunch of semi-moderate candidates, and you got one Bernie Sanders who is a populist, who is kind of like Donald Trump. He knows what the issues are that Americans are facing. He's got bad solutions for those problems, but he's definitely thinking about them. This guy, Bloomberg, is just he bought his way into this debate. He gave Stacey Abrams in Georgia, gave her PAC $5 million. Stacey Abrams was the woman who ran for governor in Georgia and lost, and she's still contesting that she actually won somehow.
Right.
But he gave her PAC $5 million. Stacey Abrams went on The View and defended Michael Bloomberg's stop and frisk. And one of her big things was social justice. And the black community and what the justice system has been doing to the black community. So all you got to do is pay these people.
Yes.
So all this stuff that the Democrats said about getting money out of politics, that's all gone now.
Everybody
they sold
can
their
be bought.
I saw his advertisement this morning, and it was all black people.
Yeah.
All black people, and it said Bloomberg 2020. So that's what he's doing. He's turning it around.
And, you know, Trump is very wealthy. He's got somewhere between $3 and $6 billion, I think. He's very rich. Michael Bloomberg has like $62 billion.
I saw 64, but yeah, close.
So he is just, he's got infinite supply of money to put into this thing. He's even gotten to the point where he's going to small influencers with like 1,000 followers or less, and he'll give you money if you talk about him on your social media. I don't know what it is, $20 a post or $10 or whatever, but he is trying so hard to just buy this thing, and it very well might work.
Dude, I just Googled Mike Bloomberg ads. There's so many already that's been produced since the Super Bowl. I mean, look, here's an assembly line one, and this is all minorities.
We all know what it looks like when we work together.
The feeling of making,
doing,
striving,
continually perfecting.
By the way, this has been like everybody that's talking here, it's all different backgrounds, races.
Sure, I can hear it.
Nationalities. Not a single white one yet. He is really, really touching everything here.
America, I work each and every day to contribute.
This is a black cowboy speaking now. I'm not kidding.
I know they exist. I heard it on NPR.
Okay.
To help.
To provide.
To be part of it.
And in my life, I get real work.
Oh, there's a white guy.
Work is done. He a midget?
Every route I drive.
Yes.
You gotta shake
every
it up.
Every student I teach.
Every home I build.
Every meal I make.
We are the ones who get it done.
Why can't those in power be able to get it done too?
In my life, I don't get to stop until it's done.
Until the problem is fixed.
We always find a way.
So we'll get it done.
We'll keep going.
We'll keep pushing.
And dreaming.
And building.
To get it done.
This is how we create the future we want.
If we get it done,
Mike will get it done.
Mike will get it done.
Mike will get it done.
If we get it done, Mike will get it done.
Mike will get it done.
We'll get it done.
I like the angelic background.
It's a vibe, dude.
Oh my God, I got goosebumps, and I'm like, just listen.
Oh yeah, absolutely. He's gonna get it done, son.
Block out the dialogue and just listen to the background. It's like a goddamn Spielberg movie, and at the most climactic part. Like,
in my life, I don't get to stop until it's done.
Until the problem is fixed.
We always find a way.
So we'll get it done.
We'll keep going.
We'll keep pushing.
And dreaming.
And building.
What a score. Listen to that.
To get it done.
This is how we create the future we want.
If we get it done.
Mike will get it done.
Mike will get it done.
Mike will get it done.
We're falling for it.
How is Calton not jumped all over this for his show? You know what I'm saying?
Mike will get it done.
Get it done. Mike would get it done.
Yeah, he should. I'm going to send him an email.
Yeah.
Email Galvin, because, you know, definitely. He'll put something together. It'll be awesome.
Yeah.
He's probably already done it.
You know, in 2016, the press gave Donald Trump billions of dollars yeah. in free press. Uh-huh. Joe Scarborough had him on 50-something times
yeah.
for interviews, and you know now he claims they were just a joke interviews to kind of make fun of him. Doesn't matter, though. No. There's no such thing as bad press.
Mm-hmm.
And Michael Bloomberg is buying all this stuff, and we're talking about it now. We're yeah. talking about Mike. We're throwing his name out there. This is exactly. So we're falling right into the trap.
Yes, it's no different than being a social media influencer. The more it's in your face, the more you talk about it, the more clicks, the more views.
Yeah.
He's in the forefront of our minds.
He is, and he was late to the game. When did he enter the race? Like just a couple months ago? And he's in the debate tonight.
Boom.
Yeah.
And they're all attacking him, which means all the sound bites are going to be about him. People are now yes. focused about him. And now people are going, listen, Biden's out. He's done. And now people are thinking, can everybody get behind Bernie? I don't know. He's really, really progressive. He's really yeah. left. You got these Bernie bros. You got these brawls breaking out. People uh-huh. are saying, what about this Bloomberg guy? Mm. He's got endless supplies, so he doesn't have to worry about mm-hmm. lobbies, which is exactly what Donald Trump said. He said, I'm funding my own campaign. Yeah. I don't have to listen to anybody else.
This guy ran New York City. He can run the country.
This guy's 10 times as rich
yeah.
as Donald Trump. So I don't know, man.
And he hasn't grabbed any peas that we know of.
Oh, he's got a lot of allegations against him. Bloomberg was also in Jeffrey Epstein's little black book.
Okay. His
name. Listen, at this point, who hasn't been?
Yeah.
Trump's been there, Clinton.
Oh, shucks.
Kevin Spacey.
Oh, my God.
Dershowitz, who was, wasn't he one of Trump's lawyers, right?
Yeah.
Alan Dershowitz.
Pretty much anybody with a bank account and a boner.